Welcome back to part three of our Faith Builder podcast, where we are reflecting on discipleship. Part one discussed what discipleship looks like, how we are being commissioned like the apostles to go out and fulfill our baptismal promises through the strength of the gifts we received from the Holy Spirit at our confirmation. Part two discusses the obstacles we face and how sometimes we enter what's called a state of spiritual dryness. But we're always in good company because of the saints who have experienced this as well. Today, we'll reflect on the need we share to have someone accompany us on the journey of discipleship. Sometimes people are confused when they hear the term apostle versus disciple. A simple explanation is that a disciple is a student or follower of a teacher or mentor, while an apostle is someone who is sent out or commissioned to do the will of that mentor. We are familiar with the 12 apostles of Jesus, but actually he had many disciples. Chapter 10 in the Gospel of Luke talks about Jesus choosing 72 of his disciples and sending them out in pairs to kind of scout out towns to see who would be open to Jesus and hearing the good news. He told them that they would be like lambs sent out among the wolves. This is a great example of the importance of having someone accompany us on our journey. There is strength in numbers. The other night, my husband and I were watching a nature show on National Geographic. It showed a herd of bison traveling together. When wolves would approach, they would gather in a huddle with their weakest members in the center. As long as they stayed as a group, the wolves wouldn't strike. But they would watch closely to see if any small member would wander away from the herd. As soon as one would, they would instantly attack. Boy, it's scary how true it is for us and especially our youth today. It seems like the moment we start to question or stray away from our faith, there is something evil and vigilant waiting to attack us. What's scary is that we can't even see it happening at the time. When we walk in company with others who share our same values and beliefs, we feel empowered. But when left to defend our faith alone, it is so much harder to stay strong. This is one of the reasons it's important to attend Mass and stay active in parish life. You have your church family to help support, strengthen, and pray for you. When you are part of a church family, you are never alone. At confirmation, we are asked to choose a confirmation name. Typically, this is the name of a saint or someone who is truly strong in their Catholic beliefs. The reason for this is that we have that person to go to for additional strength when we start to falter in our own beliefs. When I was younger, I chose the name Teresa because I have always admired both the life of Mother Teresa and Saint Teresa of Lisieux. I still pray to them for their intercessions to this day when I find myself growing tired in the faith and need an extra shot of Catholic caffeine. When receiving an invitation from a friend to an event, such as a party or a wedding, the latest phrase the last few years is to bring a plus one. Ask yourself, who is your plus one to your faith life? Is it a spouse, friend, neighbor? Everyone should have someone to walk their journey with together. If you know of someone who is struggling themselves, maybe you could be their plus one. All it takes is a personal invitation and no RSVP is required. This is Terry Rieselman reminding you to stay hopeful, be prayerful, and keep building the faith.